Carla James. Would you call this dragon weather?
Yeah, the mist and the
kind of misty, yeah. Kind of castle-like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like on the moors of London, around England, UK, and Scotland.
Well, that leads perfectly into our next guest, right? Jessica?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, I have the pleasure of having Tom Ender from Wise Old Owl, but I'm going to let him talk about the dragon that we have in the room.
Yeah. Tell us more.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here and honored to announce that the Purple Dragon Paper Company will be opening on May 1st, and it's next door to the Wise Old Owl.
Oh, very good. So, okay, paper and fire, dragons, I don't know, does that mix?
We are selling books and cards. We're moving our Wise Old Owl cards over to the Purple Dragon Paper Company, and there is a connection inside, so you can go throughout both stores.
We're
okay. Sharing the same point of sale system, so we're basically just totally expanding again.
Okay, so walk the moat. There's a between the two.
Yes.
Like a little bridge that you walk through, okay.
As you go into
the
dragon's den.
Nice. You know, you've always had a great selection of cards and paper, and so this was probably like a natural transition, wasn't it?
Yeah. We have people that come in and tell us daily that they love our cards. We have the best cards. I always send my friend in here for cards. I come here, I spend 10 minutes laughing at the cards you have up front, and there's always heartfelt cards for somber occasions and happy cards for graduations and congratulations. And
yeah, they're just a little different. They're a little bit different than what you'd find in the store, where sometimes they're all the same.
You can saying this is perfect for so-and-so, and this is perfect for so-and-so. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, we haven't had that experience in a while. So when you do walk in and you see all the cards, you're like, oh, well, I got to look at this one now. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh, I got to look at this one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have people roaring laughing at the front of our counter. It's an honor to have such levity and happiness in
our
store.
There's some pretty good ones in there.
Yeah.
I like the cards with the... like the mugshots.
The mugshots.
I love those. Those are great.
Yes. Those are authentic mugshots from 40s, 50s.
Oh, yeah.
Some older than that. And there's a funny little saying inside to go with the mugshot.
Like funny. Yeah.
So with the Purple Dragon Paper Company, did the name, how'd you come up with that name?
Well, it kind of evolved. We tried for one name, but it was already kind of taken, so we twisted it around a little bit and came up with the Purple Dragon Paper Company. I don't know. I've always had a dragon attraction. You know, I love Game of Thrones, and I've read the several dragon books, the Dragon Riders of Pern.
Okay. Yeah, that's neat. So talk a little bit about, are you going to fill up the whole store with cards and paper?
Well, there will be a whole wall of books that I started putting up yesterday. The Wise Old Owl started selling books Christmas of 2022, and it became a big category for us. And people were very excited, saying, oh, thank goodness there's a bookstore, and, you know, somebody's selling books. And we've had such a positive reaction. I'm a book lover. I come from a family of book lovers. We were the type of people that we'd go into a bookstore and everybody would leave with an armful of books. My brother says, you're the only one that figured out how to do it wholesale.
Yeah. Well, and you've been able to, I wouldn't say latch on to, but connect with some folks from the area in regards to books. I know the Halloween series with the West Point gentleman, right?
Gris Grimley, yeah. He's been a great supporter of ours. He and his wife come in and they love our store, and they have done two book signings for us now, and we're expecting another book signing at the Purple Dragon Paper Company.
Yeah.
I was at a workshop of theirs once, and we were doing a workshop on spirit animals, and I was kind of confused what my spirit animal was. And his wife said, "Well, I can tell you." And it said, "You're a dragon." So here we are. Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. No wonder.
I like it. Yeah, that's awesome. Now,
I wondered if it was my breath.
Don't we always wonder that? Yeah. We all go, "Oh, is that me?
Are you saying should I have the gum? Is that what you're saying? Are you just being polite?"
Yeah.
We're talking with Tom Ender, the wise old owl, and the grand opening. When's the grand opening going to be?
Well, we are opening on May 1st, so four days.
Yeah, so, coming up.
Yes, but the ribbon cutting and the grand opening will be May 17th.
Okay, well, we're looking forward to it. How about we play a little dragon music this morning, huh?
Great.
All right, we've got Peter, Paul, and Mary ready to go here, Fremont's Morning Mix. We'll be right back with Tom Ender of Purple Dragon Paper Company, our RVR Bank guest DJ this morning.
Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Hanalei.
That'll be stuck in our head all day now.
You made me cry. You made me cry.
Fremont's Morning Mix. We're in the middle of our RVR Bank guest DJ show, and Tom Ender with the Purple Dragon Paper Company with us, which will be right next door to the Wise Old Owl, which it used to be.
The Purple Dragon Paper Company used to be Fremont Appliance.
Yeah, yeah.
And Roger and Marie are retiring, and they've been very good to us, and they wanted us in there, and they've been helping us, and it's been a great experience.
Yeah, good partnership there, mm-hmm. for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're going to miss them, too.
Oh,
they
for sure.
They were great business partners in Fremont for so many years. And so we wish them a very happy retirement, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, I have a question for you. You know, I like to do outside decorating and whatnot and do some, like, metaphysical things outside in the back and put, like, the suns and the moons and everything up in my backyard. What do you have to offer there regarding books and other items?
The metaphysical, the mystic things we've had for a number of years at the Wise Old Owl, but it's a natural fit to move them over to the Purple Dragon Paper Company because dragons and metaphysicals and spirit animals and oracles and things like that will be included at the Wise Old Owl. The Purple Dragon Paper Company.
Okay. Yeah, I was just wondering, you know, maybe get some things that people like then too, they can get over at the Wise Old Owl for decor to go with that.
Yes.
Because I'm thinking of my backyard.
And we have some gemstones, tumbled stones, and the crystals and quartzes and things like that that are beautiful.
Mm-hmm. How about my brother is a big gnome person, gnomes or gargoyles, those kind of things? He's like, ugh.
Yeah. No, please say gargoyles.
It used to be, we used to refer to our downstairs at the Wise Old Owl as Land of a Thousand Gnomes. Because there would be all kinds of little gnomes down there. So gnomes was a big trend a couple of years ago. It's slowly tapering off. But we still have plenty of gnomes for the gnomies.
I'll have to find one so I can send that to him.
Yeah, but in gargoyles, maybe?
We have some gargoyles.
Good.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. As far as the paper goes, maybe go into a little more detail on paper that'll be available. Will there be specialty, like writing paper, those kind of things?
We found some beautiful stationery from Italy. It's primo, beautiful. And the hard part was deciding, okay, how many of these can I, you know, five, limit it to six, see how they go, and then order more so. But, you know, they're so beautiful that I was, you know, brought in a whole bunch.
Well, you guys, you've been pretty good at choosing in your other store, so I would imagine you'll do a good job with this, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're very adaptable to customers. You know, we see what's selling, and if it fits within our realm, we're more than willing to look into it. I mean, there are some things we just, you know, we're crowded at the Wise Old Owl. We have a lot of stuff. There are some things we just can't go towards, but we're somebody, especially with books, we're selling the books. We plan on doing book orders on a regular basis, a couple times a month. If somebody's looking for a book, we can check our distribution warehouse, see whether they have them available, how long it will be out. But we expect to get it in about 2 weeks or so.
Okay. Along with the stationery, obviously you need something to write with. Will you have pens available?
Yeah. We have some really nice looking gift set pens. We have some, we're looking at doing sealing waxes.
Oh, yeah.
And other fancy stuff.
Yeah. like a stationery store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
A paper store. Yeah. Purple Dragon paper.
That's right. Yeah. So we're not going to see is there going to be a sign out front with a dragon?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Yeah. I have all kinds of great ideas. So every time there's a sale, it breathes fire.
Or you walk out of the store.
Yeah.
We had the sign done by Clear Image and it just pops. You really need to see it, but keep your eye on the road while you're driving by.
Is it up already?
It went up on Wednesday. We planned on doing it today so I could say the sign is going up as we speak, but we looked at the weather and
I know. Yeah.
But it went up on Wednesday and it just, it was really choked me up seeing that come true.
Dreams coming true. That's
exactly.
Yeah, that is good. How about we play one more here, Tom, and then we can come back and talk a little bit more and finish things up, okay?
Okay.
Little Beatles, eh?
Yeah, I decided because it's a bookstore, we'd do Paperback Writer.
All right, here we go. Perfect. RBR Bank guest DJ Tom Ender with the Purple Dragon Paper Company.
Paperback Writer.
Fifty Fremont's Morning Mix, playing Little Beatles. Yeah, we mix it up too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tom Ender, our guest from the Purple Dragon Paper Company and Wise Old Owl, downtown Fremont. So is the store officially, are you open now?
We are opening on Wednesday, May 1st.
Okay, so Wednesday, May 1st. And what will the regular business hours be then? Same as?
The same as the Owl, yeah. We'll be open weekdays 9 to 6. Saturdays 9 to 5 and Sundays 11 to 4.
Okay. Can we get a preview online anywhere?
Well, our Facebook page, Brian has been updating little teasers on what he's doing. See, Brian is a designer.
Let's mention Brian. Yeah.
Brian is a designer at heart. He has such vision and such ability to look at space and see what he wants and make it that way. And it's beautiful. It really is. I stand back. I don't interfere. I let him. He asks me, is this color all right? And I say, I love it. So inside, it's beautiful purple. Actually, the color we picked was called Mythical. So
Of course.
Yeah. Appropriate.
Yeah.
We got the new carpet put in from Krasny's. We have new light fixtures that look like they're 100 years old. Yeah. They're new, but people are saying, have these always been here?
Yeah.
Because they look like they fit into an old building.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be exciting to see the transformation of the store from,
He's been putting some teasers on Facebook. So check out the Wise Old Owl Facebook page, and you can see some updates. And
awesome. Yeah.
Yesterday, I started putting books on the bookshelf. So that was really
very good.
Fun.
Nice.
And
so about how many cases of books you think you'll have?
Well, we have, I think they're 6 feet wide, book wide. We got four of those, so that's a whole wall of bookshelves. Then we have some tables that will line the center of the building, and those will have like the display books that we're featuring that week. Like, we've got a lot of Colleen Hoover books are popular. Kristen Hanna's book, The Women, is the number one New York Times bestseller for the last few weeks, and we sell a lot of her books, so we'll, you know, display those on a feature table, so we have plenty of space for books.
Oh yeah. Nice. Yeah, that's gonna be fun. That's again coming up then on Wednesday, right?
On Wednesday. Yay.
Right. Very good.
And the official ribbon cutting, the Chamber of Commerce ribbon cutting, will be on Friday, May 17th.
Okay. Yeah.
Very nice.
And I'm sure you'll have a good crowd for sure.
I hope. I hope. Welcome. Come visit us.
Yeah.
We're so proud of our store. Really, we are. Yeah. Fremont has been so good to us. You know, this will be our fourth location. You know, we started out with Jessica coming into our little corner on 3rd Street. Yeah. And then we moved. After a year, we moved to 4th Street, and then we moved to 5th Street, and now we're moving. We're staying on where we are, but we're growing into the next building.
Does it about double your space?
Well, the Wise Old Owl has an upstairs and a downstairs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Purple Dragon Paper Company goes back as far as the middle room of the owl. Yeah. It doesn't have the upstairs and the downstairs.
So. Okay. Well, we're looking forward to it, and congratulations. That's going to be great.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm loving it. Yes.
Yeah. It's really been an honor to meet this need of Fremont. We have people come in saying, Fremont needs a bookstore. We don't have a bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
We hear that on a regular basis because we started carrying books about 2 years ago. We always carry children's books.
Yeah, yeah.
But now we've expanded to young readers. You know, we have all ages of books. We have ones from reading level one. We have large print books.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Do you have books for older eyes?
Yes, we do. We have large print.
That's awesome. Well, and you have to have a bank that'll help you out in these kind of situations too, don't you?
Oh, yeah. They've been great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We appreciate Wise Old Owl and their business. And it's Community Banking Month, so we're out celebrating our partnerships with businesses like Wise Old Owl. We've been visiting with a lot of our businesses and then inviting them. We had a coffee yesterday. And so I don't know how much time I have.
You got a little bit of time. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk. If you have some more bank business, we can do it to it.
I just wanted to mention we have a new service. It's called AutoBooks. It's an online product for our, you know, like our side hustlers or small businesses.
Yeah.
It's invoicing and tap to pay, like electronic, like a link could be sent to one of your customers and they could pay online. And
I like it.
Yeah. So it's very convenient. Very easy to set up and kind of monitor. So if you do have a question about AutoBooks, you can go online to rvr.bank and check it out, first of all. And then if you have more questions, feel free to call me, Jessica, at the bank, or Kevin at RVR Bank.
Lovely.
Awesome. All right. Well, we'll do it again next Friday. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.